And good morning. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and I hope you're having a good day. Talking today with Vic Hammer. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Jeff. Doing pretty good. Thank you.
I think a lot of people probably recognize you from your water projects in Africa, wells.
Right.
You've still been working on those, and I think you've got a couple lined up. But
yeah, I just got back from Kenya about a month ago. I was there for 3 months. And in that time period, we got quite a bit accomplished, which we can talk about in a little bit. I did get 2 villages lined up for a well project this coming year. Yeah, I did spend 3 months, and during those 3 months, they experienced the worst drought they've had in 40 years. So it was quite an experience.
And we've got a few other things here we'll be talking about. Business here in the area that you're going to be opening.
Right. Yeah, we're going to open up, it's going to be called Bubba's Tree Sales. It's myself and Forrest Hurst. Forrest is from the Addyville area, and we're going to be selling a variety of trees. We got about 10 varieties of trees, redbud, dogwood, oaks, maples, cypress, a lot of different trees. So we're going to be selling that there in Eden at the old orchard stand there.
All right. I'll tell you what. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back, and we'll talk with Vic here on The People Speak, and we'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and again, talking with Vic Hammer today. And I guess we'll go ahead and start out. Talked, you said you recently come back from Kenya.
Right.
Tell us a little bit maybe about what all went on along that trip, how you know.
Okay, sure. Yeah, well, like I said, I was there for 3 months, and while I was there, they were experiencing the worst drought they've had in 40 years. A lot of places, most places that I visit and stay, had gone 2 years without a rain.
Mm.
And of course, that meant no rain means no grass, which this tribe that I stay with is called Maasai, and they depend on their livestock for their livelihood. So with no grass to eat, it had taken all their cows, their goats, and their sheep, so they had nothing left. And so it was quite an experience to be there during that time. Anyway, some of these villages, like I said, had lost all their livestock. I went to visit a village to talk to them about a well project, and we drove 35 miles, and I did not see, there was no goats, no sheep, no cows, and not only that, there was no wildlife, which is very unusual.
Yeah, it's hard, I guess, for us over here to imagine, you know, because it's an entirely different lifestyle. I mean, it's... Oh. Not even close.
And exactly. Yeah. A lot of the people that I work with and visit that are still living in mud huts. It was kind of crazy because they're living in a mud hut, but when you haven't had rain for 2 years and the mud's, or the dirt's falling off, there's no way to remud it. And so a lot of these mud huts, the sticks were exposed. And that's how these people live. I went back and visited with them. In fact, one church had donated 30 goats, and so I gave these very poor families, I gave them each a goat, and some of these families, in fact, 6 of these families had very handicapped kids. I can recall a couple of these kids. There was a boy who was 4 years old. He could not walk or talk. A 10-year-old boy, he was mentally challenged. There was a 14-year-old girl who could not walk or talk. And their parents are living in these mud huts. And the only way to make a living there now, because all the livestock is dead, which is their source of income, the husbands were walking 6 miles to a riverbed, which is, there's no water in it. It hasn't been any water in that river for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So all that's there is sand. But cement is a big item in Kenya today. There's a lot of construction going on. And so the men would walk to the river, walk 6 miles carrying a shovel, and the semis would pull up to the side of the riverbed, and these guys, 6 to 10 guys, take a shovel, and that's how you fill the semi-truck, and you earn about $3 a day.
Boy, that...
Yeah.
It's hard, it seemed like here lately anyway, to get anyone to work for, 14, 15 an hour, you know, and talking $3 a day, you know, that's definitely a different, but then, and like I said, there is no air conditioning, no running down grabbing a Big Mac, you know, or anything like that. You know,
it's, no, they definitely don't know what air conditioning is. They don't know what ice is, for sure. I don't think I've ever seen ice in any of these homes. But anyway, the amazing thing about it is, you know, these people, like I said, are living in mud huts. A lot of them have handicapped children, and but they're still smiling every day. They're still thanking God every day that they're alive and that He's taking care of them. And actually, when I went to visit these people, one of the wives had cooked up a bowl of rice, and they gave me a bowl of rice and a cup of tea. And that was a that's just how these people are. They're very giving. They sacrifice a lot. They're very strong Christians, and in that aspect, it was it's cool to be around them. And anyway, they're just they're thankful for anything they get, for sure.
Right. So many times I see kids, you know, that it's like, I want this, I want that, or whatever. You know, it's like, be thankful for what you have.
Yeah.
You know, and they are. So I mean, and they don't have much. So
they don't. No, and the kids, in most cases, if the kids have a toy, it's a toy they've made. And I didn't think to bring it, but I brought a, basically it's a motorcycle, about the size of a shoebox. Anyway, a kid had made a motorcycle out of wire and some, I don't know where he found these, look like tires. But you see a lot of these kids, they make cars and trucks, and they put a long piece of wire on it, and they push it around, and yeah. I mean, they're still playing with tires in the yard, you know, anything, you know, like they just make up their own games like we used to.
Right.
So.
But you got a few items here that you brought in that, I mean, these are things that, these are definitely handmade.
Oh, yeah.
And they're probably going to last a lot longer, you know.
Oh,
like,
sure.
You know, the bags there last a lot longer than anything you buy over here.
Sure. Yeah, I'm also going to be selling these articles out there at Bubba's Tree Sales. It's located there in Eden. You can't really miss it. It's right on, it's a little white building on Route 154 and Michael Road. But yeah, I'm going to be selling these items from Kenya. Jeff pointed out these purses that I brought. Looks like they're made out of hemp, and they've dyed the hemp. They're very attractive, and they're going to last a lifetime. In fact, a lady made a belt for me. I do sell belts out there also. They're beaded belts made by the Maasai. And I've worn this belt every day for 6 years, and it's still good. I've got some bracelets that I'll be selling. Both men and ladies wear these. Actually, a friend of mine makes these. Her name's Juliet, and Juliet's about 25 years old. She's married with two children. She'd like to go back to school. She'd like to become a school teacher. And because it's hard to make a living over there, I'm actually selling these bracelets for $10 a piece, and I send her the money so she can arrange to go back to school.
Okay. So
yeah.
We'll post a picture of these too on our Facebook page.
Oh, great.
On the radio station Facebook page. That way people can actually see what we're talking about, whatever. But these are really neat, and it takes a special skill to be able to do that, especially those stone ones there. That, I mean, to take, you explained to me, how is it they do that?
Okay, yeah, these are soapstone. This is a dish, and I've got animal carvings, like hippos and elephants, things like that. Anyway, it's called soapstone. The men go to the quarry with a machete or a shovel, whatever, and they break off the rock. It's a rock. And then depending upon the size of the rock, depends on what they make out of it. But anyway, they take that rock and they soak it in water for quite a while. When they take it out of the water, they're actually able to carve it like a piece of wood. And they carve it, and then they take sandpaper and a real fine sandpaper and smooth it. These things are as smooth as glass. But that's pretty amazing. But then even more amazing is the paint, when they put paint on them. And I've actually sat in the shop where they did an assembly line of taking the rock, carving it, sanding it, and the final step was painting it and then putting a wax coating on it. So I sat in the shop and watched them, and I still can't figure out this painting process because they can blend these colors like a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a talent. And it's one of these things you almost have to see to believe. But anyway, they're very talented people. Of course, they've had no education. They've had no training. Like the beadwork, that's been passed down from mother to daughter. And like the mother made the belt for me, the daughter made the bracelets for me. I've got necklaces that are made out of camel bone and cow bone. I've got some animal carvings like giraffes and that type of thing. So, and a lot of soapstone. That's a very popular item. And the bracelets are very popular. It's almost unbelievable, some of these bracelets, how she has combined colors. And, you know, just this, the beadwork is just amazing.
Right. Wow, that is. I mean, that beadwork, that's pretty small. I look, you know, I said, there'd be no way my fingers would
let me do that. No, and they have to do it one bead at a time. Mm. And depending upon, like these bracelets, are the base of those is like a fishing string. And I got beaded bowls, and those are on a very small piece of wire. But they not only have to do that, they think of a pattern. And how they just make that pattern, that's the amazing part about it.
Yeah, to get to switch colors at just the right time to make everything kind of turn out
mm-hmm.
the pattern you want. So
exactly.
Yeah, my eyes wouldn't work well
enough. No.
I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in, and we'll come back and talk some more with Vic Hammer here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this.
All right.
And welcome back. People Speak, talking today with Vic Hammer, and we're talking about some things you've done over in Kenya and that, and everything. But locally here now, and some of these items you're going to have for sale there as well. But you're going to be opening up out there in Eden. I think most people are in the small building off to the left there.
Right. You're
going through.
Right.
Bubba's Tree Sales?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. So what exactly, I guess, it kind of talk about what,
sure.
what it is, what you're going to have. And
sure. Like I said, it's Jason Hurst and myself. We got probably at least 10 varieties of trees, a lot of dogwood, redbud, maple, oak, cypress, different species. Trees are $15 or $20. There's nothing more than that. So you can get a tree for $15 or $20. They're 2 to 3 feet tall, and we've had good success with them in the past. I was in that business years ago, and a lot of people came and bought trees, and even today they still talk about doing that. But anyway, we've also got some really nice dogwoods. They're 6 to 8 feet tall. But if you know somebody that's got a tree spade and can come out and dig them, we'll sell them at a reasonable price. They're ready to go right now. And, man, they're beautiful trees. Like I said, those won't be $15 or $20 if you dig those. But otherwise, they're $15 or $20. It's located right there on Michael Road in 154. So come on out, look the trees over. You're always welcome. We'll be selling sodas for $1. If you want to drink, come on out, get a soda or a glass or a bottle of water. You can just come out and visit. You're welcome to look around. You can look at the trees. We've got some mature trees of these species real close by that you can go look, see what the tree looks like when it's mature. You can browse through this, things from Africa. That's they're always interesting to see the handicraft and the workmanship these people do. A lot of those items are selling for $10, so and it's pretty reasonable for the workmanship and craftsmanship that these people have. But it's Bubba's Tree Sales. We're going to be open Thursdays, Friday, and Saturdays. I'll get out there around noon today, but after that, we'll be open from 10 to 5. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays. So come on out, look around. We've got some nice trees for sale. The redbud and the dogwood are really selling well. We've got some nice cypress and some scarlet oak. So come on out, look around, have a soda, and just relax. It's a low or no pressure type situation. I've got some lawn chairs out there if you want to have just a seat. Have a seat and enjoy the day. Come on out and visit. you know, we're just trying to do a little business here in the local area. You know, with our environmental situation, trees are becoming more and more important. You know, they take in CO2 and they give off oxygen. And of course, the oxygen is what we need. And the way our environment's going, and the way some of these trees, especially in the Amazon, in different areas, are being taken out, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be more important that we have trees and plants to produce oxygen.
Right. That's a lot of people, and myself included. I mean, at times you don't think about things like that, like trees, you know, right. and the importance of it until you start, you know, losing it. I mean, trees are very important to the environment. I mean, you know, they're talking about the air and everything. Well, you take away trees or a large portion of them and stuff, the air we've got is not going to be
right.
fit.
Right.
I mean, they're kind of like a natural filter, too, in addition to creating, you know, the oxygen that we...
Sure, sure. Yeah. Any plant is important in terms of producing oxygen, and we're selling these trees at what we think is a pretty reasonable price, $10 or $15, or $15 or $20, and you can get you a nice tree for your yard. Some people are creating wetlands and planting pin oak and cypress around the wetland. Just come on out, take a look. There's no pressure that you have to buy anything. Come out and look and visit, and just have a seat and lawn chair if you want.
Right, just kick back and
It's not a high pressure thing. It's more for people to just become aware of what we've got, and I'm always willing to talk to you about conservation issues, situations in Kenya, whatever. But it's just a family friendly type atmosphere.
Right. We got a little over 2 minutes left. Talk a little bit more about. Like the wells, when you did those, what's it actually involved to get one of those wells put in?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the bottom line to anything is money, and most of those cost about $35,000 because we usually put a solar panel up, and that's fairly expensive. But water is life, and I tell you what, until you don't have water, you don't realize what you're missing. Most homes have about 7 faucets that you can go to and get you a drink of water. But the families I live with, there's no such thing as indoor water. There's no indoor plumbing. You still use the outhouse. There's no electricity. And this country has gone 2 years without rain, and it is devastating. I mean, you know, if we don't get rain here for 6 weeks or whatever, we think we're at the end of a rope. But when you don't have rain for 2 years and you lose everything, even your goats who are survivalists, when you lose those, you know it's bad. And I was there for 3 months, got to experience that. And like I said, I live with a Maasai family, and they're a very friendly group. The Maasai are known to be a friendly tribe. They've taken me as a family member, and it's kind of neat to be with a family like that. I've got what I consider grandchildren there. I've got daughters. I've got daughter-in-laws, sisters, brothers, and it's kind of neat to experience that.
Right. Definitely different from what we're used to here, but, I mean, it sounds like, you know, I mean, we could learn a lot from them.
I think so, yeah. I mean, some of it's like going back to my childhood, how friendly people are and how giving they are. It's certainly a different life, and when they pray for their daily bread, that's exactly what they're praying for, because some days you don't know what you're going to eat. And I was telling Jeff, I've had enough rice and cabbage to last me, I think, for the rest of my life. We were eating that twice a day, but you got to be thankful. They're thankful that they've got it, so right. You got to be thankful that they're sharing it with you.
Exactly. I mean, you have to eat, and if that's what you got to eat, well, then that's what you...
That's it.
So,
yeah.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but Vic, thanks for stopping in, and I'll encourage people to stop by out at Bubba's Tree Sales in Eden.
Right. Right.
And what were the times on those again?
It would be 10 till 5, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right. And like you said, if they just want to come out and sit down and talk to you about
right.
whatever, you know.
Sure. You bet.
All right. Thanks for stopping in.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you.
All right. Vic Hammer here on The People Speak this morning. That'll wrap things up. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow.